This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome to Amazed by the Qur'an, a series in which I share with you things I find amazing about the Qur'an. Today I want to talk to you about the 44th ayah of Surah Al-A'raf, that is Surah number 7. It's a scene in which Allah is talking about believers that are talking, in a sense, talking trash to the disbelievers. They're actually now finally in a position to talk down to the disbelievers who used to make fun of them in this life. So the ayah goes, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. The people of Jannah, the companions of paradise, are going to be calling upon the companions of the fire, the people of the fire. And قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ. We, and saying to them, we certainly did find whatever our Lord promised us, our Master promised us, to be true. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. Did you find what your Master promised true? Is it real down there? Is it burning? Hot down there? Was that accurate? So this insult to injury kind of talk is taking place in this scene. But what's really cool is that Allah says, وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ. We found what our Master promised us to be true. Now the word us is important here. We found what Allah promised us to be true. Did you find what Allah promised to be true? Not, did you find what Allah promised you to be true? The you is removed. Look, you know, Allah promised us and Allah promised you. But He doesn't mention the you the second time. So when they're talking about themselves, they say, Allah promised us something and we found it to be true. But Allah promised something, did you find it to be true? As if to say, Allah promised the disbelievers nothing worthy of mention. And the other thing here is, when you say promised us, in across languages, especially in the Arabic language, you promised me something. It actually means you promised to give me something. Something positive, something good. Right? I promised, but I promised you. I promised you I'll do that for you. Oh, kids say to their parents, oh, you promised us. The us there actually suggests that Allah is talking about rewards. The grandeur of heaven. The company of each other. The foods and drinks that they're enjoying. They're saying, everything our Master promised us. Oh, it's so true. Oh, that's the drink in the ayah, Akwab. That's the Akwab. That's the tree, Zawata Afnan. Like they're reciting the ayat and matching them to the actual scenes that are happening. But when they talk about the disbelievers, they say, not what was promised you, because what burns the disbeliever, now here's the kicker, what burns the disbeliever is not just what was promised to them. What burns the disbeliever is also what was promised to the believer. When the disbeliever looks at the believer in Jannah, his fire is hot enough, but to see the believer in such joy adds a little more temperature to the flames. So they were just told, did you find what your Master promised to be true? Not just promised you, but promised overall. You, us, this entire reality. How does it feel when we're on top? It's this poke that's been done just by removing the words you, what He promised you, subhanAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us of the people of Jannah. And we, by the way, I do want to qualify in this particular talk that even though this is an intense conversation between people of heaven and people of hell, don't misconstrue this into thinking that Muslims hate non-Muslims or we wish hell upon anyone. This is talking about the most wretched, most evil, most corrupt people that have ever lived on the face of the earth. This is talking about enemies of prophets, murderers, criminals, people that did not repent, people that lived lives of just absolute transgression against Allah and against His creation. This is talking about those people. The unfortunate kind of twist that we've made out of this is that this is a condemnation of all people that are not Muslim. They're all, look what Allah says about them. They're going to be burning in hell. That's not our Rabb. That's not our Master. Our Master does not condemn people to hellfire. Allah opened the door of guidance for everyone. And so we shouldn't wish for this scene to happen where we're wishing on some non-Muslim that we should be able to say that to them. No. This is only about the most oppressive of them. And I personally, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, the people of Jannah that are going to make it, I don't believe that this ayah, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, I'm inclined to think that this is not all the people of Jannah. It's particularly the people of Jannah, people of heaven, that were oppressed. There are people who live their entire lives and they've never been oppressed by a disbeliever. But then there are people who live this life as believers and they were oppressed, murdered, killed, expelled from their homes, robbed, pillaged, abused because of their faith, tortured because of their faith. And those people are given reconciliation on Judgment Day, they get to see the perpetrators of crimes against them. They get to see their transgressors, their aggressors, and they get to talk to them in that from a position of power. So this is part of the reward of Jannah, to give you that relief. Even though the ghil is removed, it's still this talk is actually a relief to them. It's not actually across all believers, every Muslim is going to have hate for everybody in the hellfire. It's not like that. As a matter of fact, there are other passages in the Quran where there's a friend asking about his friend who he finds in hellfire. He's not interested in talking trash to him. He's concerned about him. So don't take one ayah and draw everybody's going to be in this position. You see what I'm saying? This is the sophistication of the Quran and the subtlety of the Quran. And when it's overlooked, then we start drawing drastic conclusions that don't even represent the beauty of our faith. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.